Are you ready to take your writing to the next level? Then welcome to the Book Editor Show. Join Clark Chamberlain and Peter Turley each week as they teach you all the tips, tools, and techniques you need to move your book from manuscript to market. Visit thebookeditorshow.com for show notes, links to guests, books, and extras to make your old novel better than ever. Now, please welcome Clark Chamberlain and Peter Turley.
Welcome to the Book Editor Show. Today, we will be taking a look at sacrifice and killing off your characters. If you are ready to move forward with your professional editing, stop by thebookeditorshow.com. We can help in every stage of your work, from pre-production, developmental editing, copy editing, to proofreading. Stop by today and let us know how we can help you build a better book. I'm Clark Chamberlain, and unfortunately, the great one and only, the man who needs no introduction, Peter Turley, is not with me. I'm riding this solo. I promise that Peter will be back here very shortly for new upcoming episodes. I'm very excited about those to get started and get out there. So today you just got me, and you know, this will always be a little bit shorter since I don't have the great wit of Peter with me. So anyway, let's dive right on into this. So I was thinking about this because last night I went and watched Rogue One, which of course is the new Star Wars spinoff movie, and had a fun time. You know, of course, great crowd, the entire sold out theater, and it was just fantastic being there with that kind of energy. And I won't give any spoilers away, but this started making me think about these topics today. Of course, I have my own book, Another Day, Another Name, that has some characters who die and has some sacrifice plays in there as well. And if we're talking about Star Wars, of course, we could go with just The Force Awakens. And you can see that, of course, you know, Han Solo gets killed off in that movie. And of course, we have Game of Thrones, and there's characters who get killed all the time in there. But the question remains is, when is it a good idea to do it? And as you've written the book and you have a character who dies, or perhaps they make a large sacrifice play, is it going to work? Is it actually going to engage? Are you doing it for shock value or something else? Because these are all things that we have to consider and be aware of. So when does it work? When does it work? Now, there's a difference between killing off a character and a sacrifice of a character. And what this basically boils down to is when a character decides that it is up to them to stop the bad guy, to get in the way, to push the person out of the way, with the knowledge that they will still die, that they're going to sacrifice themselves to try to save somebody else, that is a sacrifice. Whereas a character who just dies, you know, of course, you know, is just killing off a character. And so I want you to see that those are very different things. But both of them require something important. And what it is that they require is that the audience, the reader, depending on whether you're doing a movie or doing a book, but you want the reader or the audience to care about the character, because the sacrifice means nothing if there's not engagement with the character. So, for instance, you know, if you have a character who is disliked and hated throughout the entire book, and they make a change and sacrifice themselves, that can be a positive. That can be an engagement there when we can see that's what they're trying to do at the end. But the other side of that, of course, is if you have characters who have no real, you know, like they're very flat characters, very one-dimensional type character, and they make the sacrifice in order to save the protagonist, you can see that it doesn't really particularly work that way, because we don't care. We don't care about that person who's going to stand up. So you can't just introduce a character to have them die so that you don't have to kill your protagonist. Now, I understand you don't want to kill off your protagonist. No one likes to kill off their protagonist. But sometimes it does make sense in the right places, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But it comes across, of course, that maybe you want to kill the character so that you can have a feeling of loss for your reader. But it won't work. Again, it won't work if you're just killing them off for the sake of killing them off. If you created a character solely just to kill the character off, then it doesn't work. They have to have depth and meaning and connection. So let's use my own book, Another Day, Another Name. And this is a thriller. And we have a character who starts off the book, and we get into who she is, the loss of someone who died, you know, and we get to see her change and identify with her so that when it comes time for her death, it has a meaning to the people, not just the reader, but also to the people inside of the book. And that's something that's really important. So it's something to think about when you're examining your sacrifices. And sacrifices are important. Understand that, you know, sacrifice is a very, it's a very strong way to engage with a reader, is having a character make a selfless sacrifice, doing something outside of what they would normally do. Now, a sacrifice doesn't have to kill them, right? Just the act of being willing to step up and with the possibility of death in itself is a big sacrifice. Now, if you take a look at a character who's willing to do that, there might be additional sacrifices which are bigger for them. Let's say someone who is very wealthy, you know, you have a character who has a lot of wealth and a lot of prestige, they might, you know, having them die might not be that big of a deal, but having them be willing to sacrifice what they've worked so hard for, you know, their hard-earned money, having them sacrifice their place in the community in order to save the protagonist, in order to save characters in the book. Now, that can really make a difference, you know, that is a totally different type of sacrifice. So sacrifice doesn't have to just be having the character die. And in fact, sometimes you want to take a look at this, and is it really the best way? If you listen to my old show, The Right Life, you might recall that I talked about this when I was writing Hank Hudson in the Anubis, that I had a lot of problems because if you notice, like, it's so much easier, of course, when you've got a young character, if their parents are somehow missing or dead, it's easier to have them go on the big adventure, of course. And so I was really considering killing off his parents, you know, trying to figure that out. How do I do that? How do I kill his parents, you know? And I was like, man, you know, this comes across as cliche, which is another thing you'll want to watch out for. You don't want to have everything that you do just come across as being what everybody else does. And so take a look at a way that you can make a sacrifice happen for that character. And maybe it doesn't kill him. Maybe it's a sacrifice in a different way. And that's what I did. I ended up, his parents are still alive, but they're changed in a way that takes them out of action, which still allows him to go do wild, crazy things and adventures. And it's done in a way that they sacrificed themselves to protect him. And so you have that happening as well. And those two elements will help then engage both the characters that are involved, because then what they did to save Hank ends up affecting his sister in a very negative way, and how those emotions happen to her. So these are the things you want to take a look at. So as you're examining your manuscript and you've got a sacrifice play that's there, ask yourself this question: is the character dying the best type of sacrifice that will engage the reader? Is the character dying going to have a larger meaning and reaction and action on the characters involved as well? Would it be more powerful if the character didn't die, but instead sacrificed something else? Sacrificed money, sacrificed status, sacrificed health, sacrificed the thing that they care about, right? You know, these are the things that you'll want to take a look at as you're putting together the sacrifice play. And sacrifice is strong, it's powerful, it's something you should be looking at in your work, and use it where applicable, and use it where it's going to make the best benefit. All right, now let's talk about killing off a character. So whether you actually have killed the character off or you're considering killing a character off, there's some things that you want to think about. And again, these come right back around to that, you know, the meaning of it. Because what ends up happening is sometimes people kill off a character and they're just doing it for the sheer shock value, you know, that you just didn't see it coming and you weren't ready for that at all. So this is something that you'll want to think about doing is it working? If I kill this character off, why have I killed them off? Is it the best way to do it? Especially if you have a protagonist that you've killed off. Now, if you're killing off the protagonist, that's the big question. You know, why are you doing it? What kind of benefit will it have? Where will the story go from that point? Do you have multiple point of view characters, and so you have several protagonists that are involved in the story, or is it a single protagonist that when they are gone, you'll no longer have anything left in the story? So that's something you really got to think about there. And it can be very powerful. Again, the death of a character is powerful, especially if you've connected them well to the reader. And it doesn't do anybody any good if that character is not connected with the reader or with the other characters that are involved, so that it has an emotional impact. You know, just killing them off for the sake of killing them off does nothing. Because what you're ultimately trying to do here, when you're killing a character off, when you're doing these types of things, is you're trying to make a statement, you're trying to make a memory, so that once the reader is finished, that they're willing to go out and share that again. So with killing off a main protagonist character in a commercial series, it's difficult to do it. In the United States, we have a tendency to shy away from bad endings. You know, we want the happily ever after. We want the good ending at the end of all of it. But sometimes the more powerful ending is to have the one that ends negatively, the one that ends in death, the one that ends in loss, because the reality of that can be powerful and strong for a person, and they can connect with it, and it can make them think. But again, you have to have a reason for doing it. It cannot just be done willy-nilly. So, and especially, again, if you're doing a commercial book and you've got a series, so what's going to happen in the next series? So, Another Day, Another Name, big spoiler, one of the main characters dies at the end of the book. It's told from multiple points of view. So I felt like I could do this because I had other things happening. And so what happens for book two, Another Day, in the Another Day series, is that the death of this one character then propels the secondary character into a life of revenge. And I wanted to tell that revenge story. I wanted to tell that story of the dangers of revenge and what happens when you start giving in to your anger and giving in to wanting to seek revenge over and over again. And so you need to have a reason. It needs to fuel the remaining characters. I think the Game of Thrones series does this really well, you know, by killing off Ned Stark at the beginning, like that sets off a chain reaction of events that happen throughout the remainder of the books. And each time a death occurs, it has power and meaning, which then shapes the lives of the characters for the events to follow in the rest of the book. So if you're going through there and you say, you know what, I've killed this character off, but really, honestly, it does nothing for the rest of the books. And there's not a real purpose here. Then that's when you got to say, okay, you know what? It's not going to work. It's not time to do that yet. Maybe not having them die. Maybe having them be maimed. Maybe having something else happen, like we talked about earlier with the sacrifice play instead. So think about it. Don't be afraid to kill your characters, but have a reason to kill them, and make sure that the reader cares. That's the number one thing here. Is the reader has to care about an event that takes place of that nature. Death is a powerful thing. It's a natural thing. But it has to matter. It has to matter to both the reader and to the characters involved in the story. So, all right, that's what I've got for you for this week. Excited to get back on the air with Peter here very shortly. And if you enjoy the show, please leave us a review on iTunes or Stitcher, or a like on YouTube, and follow us on Facebook. And if you're ready to edit your book to emotionally connect with your readers, stop by thebookeditorshow.com and download our free worksheet. I'm Clark Chamberlain. And for my co-host that's not here, Peter Turley, keep writing, keep learning, and build a better book.
Thank you for listening, and come back next week for more. Please visit thebookeditorshow.com for show notes, links to guests, books and extras, and for information on how to be a guest on the show.